Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and we want to honor healthcare professionals that have made your life easier, brought a smile to your face during difficult times. It's the Courtney and Company Honor Roll campaign, and all you need to do is go to Y98.com and tell us about that person in 98 words or less. All next month, we are going to be highlighting those people, and they're going to be joining us for Courtney and Company Honor Roll Brunch at Llewellyn's Pub. And it's all presented by Healthcare Family Credit Union, dedicated to the healthcare industry for 50 years. You take care of us, let us take care of you.
Foodstuffs! Time for Foodstuffs. I'm Tim Convey's Foodstuffs, sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke in the Del Mar Loop down in Southampton. Coming in just a few weeks to Main Street in St. Charles. And they just announced we got a fourth location coming to the Central West End.
What?
So, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Big deal, huh?
Dangerous.
Salt and Smoke. Check it out if you haven't, guys. Get in early.
Be like, Salt and Smoke. Taking over your life.
Yeah. Be like, I remember when there was just two. You'll be cool. Also, check us out on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98. We are live right now on Instagram. Check that out. Happy National Pancake Day. Kind of. Here's the deal. There were two National Pancake Days. One was today. One was in September. This one was started by IHOP. To avoid confusion, IHOP, I think just this year, maybe last year, switched it. So it is no longer National Pancake Day today. It is IHOP Free Pancake Day.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Oh,
they
nice.
Started it. And don't they do something with Children's Miracle Network today?
They do. So you can go into IHOP and get a free short stack, which is a big deal. But when you're there getting the free pancakes, they recommend that you make a donation.
Yeah.
And it is to help sick kids eradicate cancer, which is a great cause. Mm-hmm. Pancakes are delicious. Also, speaking of pancakes, Y98.com/breakfast. Come to our opening day breakfast.
Yes.
Where my selection is a pancake bar, and it's going to be delicious. Only 7% of people in the country don't like pancakes.
That's, I mean,
I don't want to be friends with those people.
It is a pretty small amount, though.
Yeah, it's our third favorite breakfast food behind bacon and eggs.
I always have a hard time deciding, do I want pancakes, French toast, or the waffles?
Mm.
It's a decision that when I go to breakfast that I have to, you know, really ponder.
I'm in different moods, you know? Yeah, you just got to follow your heart. Sometimes it's a French toast day.
Depends on the day.
I love French toast.
Oh, me too.
Moving on. Okay, we are in Lent. Lent is going on. People giving up things, you know, for Lent. A lot of times it involves, we talked about it, people are different diet things, different food changes they're trying to make to be healthier, different sacrifices they're trying to make for Lent. This guy in Ohio, only drinking beer. For Lent.
No.
Literally nice. Only drinking
no,
beer.
Does he have a job?
He's supposed to give up beer.
No, he's giving up everything but beer. That's a pretty big,
I don't believe it.
Pretty big sacrifice. And it's inspired by monks back in the 1600s. They would fast during Lent because they would brew their own beer, right? So they made this thing called, they called it liquid bread. You know, because it's a lot of the same ingredients.
Liquid bread, yeast, and hops.
And it would sustain them through 46 days of Lent. So he is doing it. This guy, he was a former Marine. He's done water fast before, but this is a big deal. The only other thing he's consuming is water, and he'll be checking with a doctor the whole time.
What kind of doctor? What kind of doctor is okay with this?
I don't know, man. Guinness has got good stuff in it.
And the boot, but the you would be drunk all the time.
Yes, mm-hmm. I
say that like it's weird.
I one time may or may not have said, "Oh, I forgot to eat dinner tonight," but that's okay. Guinness is so thick; it's like a meal.
It is.
Guess what? It ain't. There's lots of bad choices made that day. Multiply that times 40.
We'll see if this guy makes it. He'll be documenting everything on social media, so we'll keep you posted. And finally, this thing is all the rage online. People talking about the best flavors in a Lay's variety pack. So Lay's potato chips, the variety pack, very popular.
What's all in the variety pack?
Cheetos, mm-hmm. Fritos, uh-huh. Cool Ranch Doritos, Nacho Cheese Doritos, Lay's Barbecue, and Original Lay's. So there's this video that went viral. This comedian put it up about these guys arguing. We can hear a little bit of it.
Order of these chips.
Kicking it off with the regular Doritos. Uh-huh. Then I'm going to take these corn chips. Then I'm going to do the Cheetos.
What?
Then I'm going to do the regular chips.
Cool Ranch.
I'm going to do the barbecue.
So it's gone all over the web, and different people are weighing
in. That's a
tough
decision.
Including Chris Evans, Captain America. He weighed in. You want to hear his list?
Yes. Yeah.
Number 6, Original Lay's.
Yeah.
Then Barbecue Lay's.
But if I'm having a sandwich, there's no better chip for my sub sandwich than Original Lay's.
Well, tell Captain America. He disagrees. Right. Fritos at number 4. Number 3, Nacho Cheese Doritos. Number 2, Cheetos. And number 1, he goes Cool Ranch.
Cool Ranch. I have to say, I agree with his list completely.
Really?
In the exact order. Yes. Yeah, I do. Maybe sometimes Cheetos over Cool Ranch, but those are my top 2. Then Doritos, then Fritos.
I'm going to go Cool Ranch number 1.
That's what Captain America did.
But I think I might do Fritos sometimes. There's nothing better, even though they smell like feet.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm putting Cheetos last.
Wow.
Yeah. Not a big Cheetos guy.
I can understand that. I can understand
and
that.
And my number one is Fritos.
I do love Fritos. Like a Frito. And Fritos also can, they're great in chili.
Great in chili.
They're amazing. They hold up better than any other chip for dipping.
A taco salad.
You get those Fritos scoops. What else do you need?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is all up on Y98.com. You can see the original thing. You can see Chris Evans' list, and maybe we'll put some choices up there as well. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98. Plenty of people watching us right now. Get on there. Follow us. This has been Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
All right. Before the end of the hour, within the next 20 minutes, we will have...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.